Eagle 98.1 is the rock station, and in studio now with a man who is very familiar with being on this side of the board anyway in the afternoons, Scotty Drake. How are you?
I'm fine, Michelle. How are you?
Good. Do you miss this?
No. For the first couple of months, yeah, missed it a lot.
Yeah.
But you know what I miss? I miss a couple of times a year when Bluebell ice cream comes up and drops off 8 half-gallons.
You know, the last time they came, I want to say that I thought about messaging you to let you know.
Well, next time, do it.
I can be here in 15 minutes. Because all the good stuff happens in the mornings. I guess you feel that pain whenever you were here. Everything's gone by the time, you know, I get arrive or ready to eat.
Yeah. No, but retirement is just absolutely awesome.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Just nice and relaxing. And
yeah, but oddly enough, I'm constantly busy.
Yeah. That's good, though. You have to
see. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to sit around watching TV.
Sure.
All day long. You know, so I go to the gym every single, well, 6 days a week.
Yeah, you told me that last time. You look great.
Thank you.
That's so good for your heart and everything else, and sitting in this chair for 5 hours every afternoon. I know, I would know.
Right? My cardiologist loves me.
Yeah.
Hey, you've been walking. That's great.
It's tough to get moving. But one of the things that you are doing on the side is helping out the motorcycle awareness campaign, as we spoke with you last time you were
to
chat.
That's why I'm back once again. The motorcycle awareness campaign, for those of you who don't know, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we concern ourselves with motorcycle safety and motorcycle awareness. And I'd like to talk about awareness just for a couple of minutes, if you don't mind. Awareness in the fact that regular motorists, moms and dads, and everybody who drives cars and trucks, need to look out for us. Or I should say, I would ask that you please watch out for us. Watch for us, see us, save us. As you know, motorcycles present a very small footprint. And if you're not actually watching for us, you can miss us. As happened so many times, fully two-thirds of the motorcycle crashes that occur, that is the motorist's fault. That they say, I didn't see him. I didn't see him. And that's really not much of an excuse. So that's why I'm here to ask you to actively watch for motorcycles. There are so few ways for us to get the word out. Of course, I so appreciate you letting me have all this free airtime.
Well,
I really do.
You do have an inside track to our radio station, all of us here for that matter.
But the thing is, I know that you've got a lot of people who listen to you who ride motorcycles and are right now nodding their heads. Right. They don't see us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see us. But it's the motoring public in cars and trucks that I kind of have to address these remarks to actively watch for motorcycles. You know, guys pull out, you know, from a driveway. I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would much rather be doing 70 miles an hour on the interstate than 35 miles an hour on a surface street. You know, on the interstate, everybody's going the same way.
Yeah.
On surface streets, there's intersections, and that's where problems arise. So that's why we have to ask people to watch for motorcycles. Other than coming on your radio show, what do we do to get the word out? Well, there's billboards.
I see those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are television public service announcements and various other ways to get the word out. And guess what? They all cost money.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm here to ask your listeners to consider joining the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign with a $35 yearly membership.
Well, that's not 35 bucks for a year.
Like a penny a day.
Yeah.
Something like that. So for your contribution of a penny a day, we'll send you the photograph of a motorcyclist who you can pretend is yours.
Aw.
No, I make light, but it's a very serious thing. But $35 a year, you're really doing something concrete to help reduce the risk of motorcycle crashes. Unfortunately, I have to tell you that about a week ago, I saw the latest figures from LSU. And right now, Louisiana, as a state, is on track to have more motorcycle accidents, fatalities in particular, than we had last year.
That's awful.
And so, you know, $35 a year, if you ride a motorcycle, $35, you know, that's it. If you know somebody who rides a motorcycle, $35 a year will help keep them safe. Now, I know what you're asking. But, Scotty, how do I join?
How do you join?
Good question, and I'm glad you asked me that.
Learn from the best.
You go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the website is a little strange. It's macorg.com. What's that, Scotty? It's mac.org? No, that'll take you to an Apple
website.
Mac. Mac, M-A-C, org, O-R-G, all one word, macorg.com. And there's a please feel free to explore our website. We'll tell you everything that we do and how you can help. And there's a great big button that says join now.
Mm-hmm.
$35, credit card, completely safe and secure. And you'll be doing something really concrete to help reduce the risk of motorcycle accidents by making the public aware. You help us mm-hmm. make the public aware through TV shows and radio spots and great big billboards to make the general motoring public aware that there are motorcycles out there, and we ask that you watch for us. Now, of course, while you're watching for us, all the motorcyclists are watching for you. Because we know we're small, and we have to drive just as defensively as we possibly can. So we're not putting the entire burden on the motoring public, because we're doing our part, too. All we ask is for your assistance. Watch for us. See us. Save us.
Scotty Drake in studio with us with the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign. Again, you can join for $35 a year at macorg.com.
You got it.
And we're going to see you this Saturday at Tin Roof.
Yeah, tell them where.
Yeah, so this is for the big wigs, and I've been talking about that quite a bit. I have about $800 left to go to race for my campaign that ends August 16th. So this Saturday, we're doing a happy hour at Tin Roof Brewing from noon to 3, and they are donating proceeds towards my Bigwigs campaign for Susan G. Komen, Louisiana, and Studio 4 will be playing.
Right, my band will be playing there. I'll be on the drums, and we're since it's a benefit for you, we're playing for free.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, too.
My pleasure. I hope to see you like a ton of people.
Yeah, they're really excited about having music and you guys coming out and donating your time like that. So it's for a wonderful cause that is Bigwigs, in addition to, you know, obviously the wonderful cause that is the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign.
Yeah, and when you come out on Saturday to see our band, we really hope you like us. If you don't, and you do decide to throw tomatoes, please take them out of the can first. That's all we ask.
So Studio 4 at Tin Roof Brewing from noon to 3 this Saturday for our Big Wigs Happy Hour for Susan G. Komen, Louisiana. Thanks again, Scotty. Always welcome.
Thank you for having me.